And so we're starting off our first chapter here called Faith or Reason. And so this is probably you've had a number of conversations with people. Oh, I believe in science. I believe in reason over faith. Faith is at odds with science or reality. And so if you were to take kind of the Hollywood view of it, as I've seen a number of shows attempt to start to deal with stories involving what their version of understanding of Christianity or religion incorporates is, there's always some character, if they're dealt with not crazily, is someone who just has a high mind and, oh, I believe in science, but faith is for everything else that we can't always accept. And right. it sounds very high-minded, and it gives the main character something to think about, because obviously you can't have a main character that has faith, because those are bad characters.
That's right.
but then they just go off, and there might be a twist where something coalesces together where a wheel bounces off and they're saved at the last minute through unexplained coincidences, and then the character moves on from there. So that's about the extent that Hollywood gets us. But unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the real definition for what faith is. And so we have to define what faith is, what reason is, in order to start looking at what our presuppositions, what we bring to the table, how we see the world through, how everyone deals with it. And so Bonson here is going to kind of talk about this idea of whether, and of course he's not going to say that it is, but whether faith conflicts with a reason particularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at the start of it, he gives this story of a nice old lady at the Orange County Airport. And so he's going on his way to Atlanta, Georgia from Chicago. And he's got this experience with this woman who comes up to the counter and says, "The number on my ticket says that I'm supposed to get on this plane, but I'm going to Hartford." She's supposed to go to Hartford, not Chicago. And the agent says, "Well, yes, you're going to Chicago. Get off the plane and then get on the plane for Hartford. People going to Boston will stay on the plane that you flew." So he kind of elicits the story to say that sometimes we have our assumptions wrong about where we might think we're going, and we need some help sometimes.
Right. So this lady obviously wanted to go to Hartford, and everything indicated that she wasn't going to be able to get there, and so she was concerned, right? And so the guy at the counter said, no, you just, get off the plane and transfer to another one in Chicago, and you'll find in Hartford. But if you stay on the plane, you end up in Boston, right? So anyway, yes, you're right. He tells a story, and he says unbelievers are in some ways just the opposite of this lady.
Mm-hmm.
They have chosen a way of looking at the world and a way of thinking and a way of living that is going to land them in Boston, so they won't be able to get off in Chicago. Right?
Just open the door.
Right. So they think they'll be able to get off in Chicago, but it won't work for them. He says that he wants to teach believers not to let unbelievers off the plane using their own autonomous reasoning and denial of the God of the Bible by showing them, that is believers, how futile their belief system is, right? And so he says when they've chosen a worldview, they need to make sure that they know where they're going, and we need to help them to see that they're going to Boston and not Hartford, right? Or changing planes, getting off in Chicago.
Right.
And so, check the ticket, make sure you know where it's going to get off, right?
Right. Yeah, so we hold these ideas that we kind of take for granted, and sometimes we like the end of the story rather than the beginning, and so we want to say, I'm a very reasonable person, and so does your worldview allow you to get to those to the ability to use that reason consistently within the confines of that world.
And does it end up where you think it ends up?
Right. Next stop, Tutankhamun.